This episode is brought to you by SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. SendPro Online software makes it easy to save time and money no matter what you ship or mail. Print shipping labels and stamps right from your desk and access discounted rates. Try it for free for 30 days and get a free 10-pound scale when you visit pb.com/TMS. That's pb.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, oh, hi, Gordon.
Oh, hi, Mark. There be a baby coming.
Monopoly fights are the worst.
Delta answered the biggest flight question.
Do not kiss your hedgehog.
Tom Brady is a cheater and he can prove it.
Major spoilers.
Trek Nerd and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Nartos, Fleet Admiral of the Children of the Sun here. Situation report, Commander.
The Morning Stream. That's my safety word.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. This is the Morning Stream for Monday, January 28th, 2019. Scott Johnson here. Brian Ebbett there.
Yes, sir.
Hi. How are
you? Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, you guys, you should know this because we don't have today we can't do it yet, but we have made considerable traction in the Vegas department for the TMS Vegas meetup in April. And I'm just telling you right now, you should reserve those days. Get out there and be with us, because when we tell you the final thing, you're going to go, whoop, 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 whoop.
You want to get out there early in the day on Friday at the very least.
Yeah, I'm coming Thursday night. And
As am I.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're going to do so. I think Thursday night I'm jumping off the stratosphere. I think that's the plan.
Oh.
And anybody who wants to come with me up there, you don't have to jump. But any moral support for anybody who wants to come up and just like even push, I'll Patreon, new Patreon level, push Brian off the stratosphere.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be there to see how how sturdy your constitution is, I think this is your chance to see how Brian's going to do.
I think so.
Yeah. You know what? You got to think of it this way, though. You lost, what, 21, 22, 25 pounds, something like that?
21 or 22, yeah. 21,
that's like not, it's like before you would have to bungee with an extra kid or something. Like a,
right. It's not bungee. It is a, I mean, all right, here's the deal. It's anyone can jump off the stratosphere. It's free to jump off the stratosphere. Mm. But if you want the controlled fall, it's $120.
Oh, lordy.
And it's not a bungee. You are on a wire.
Oh, right. It's like a chair thing, right? Isn't it a chair or something?
No, it's no chair. Oh. You are, I think, like Superman position.
Oh, going, Lord.
Going straight down. And it slows you down about a third of the way from the bottom.
Yeah, unwilling to do it. I just can't do it.
I'm going to do it, but my God, I'm already, it's January. We're about 3 months from it, through March, April. And I'm already kind of like, oh, what am I?
What are you getting
Why did I say I'd do this?
Yeah. You got to wear an adult diaper that day. There's lots of planning going in, so be ready.
Oh, God, yes, exactly.
Well, that's fantastic.
And I think I'm trying to decide, maybe I shouldn't drink right before I do it, right? Like,
oh, yeah, no.
You think you want that shot of whiskey to, like, you know, calm the nerves, but also there's, you know, it's not just your regular throw up. This would be like a missile launch. I'd be showering the rooftop of the Stratosphere Hotel Casino.
Oh my gosh, dude! I wouldn't drink. Don't drink right before. I think you want to have as much intensity as possible, because when it's done, you're gonna feel like $1,000.
Yeah,
million dollars maybe. Maybe more.
Oh, here you go. John Florida, 1968, posted a video of what what it's like.
Really?
I haven't even seen this. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. This may change your mind. Let's see.
That's too late. I'm committed. I'm doing it.
All right. Let me go bigger
courtesy
screen.
Of Coaster Studios. So here we go.
Here she goes. Let's get some on.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Dude, why is the video so choppy for me? Hold on. Okay, there we go. Oh. All right, so here we go. We're going over the thing.
Now, look back inside. Last picture. 3, 2, 1.
What's this? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. I don't know, but this kid, he's looking nervous.
Now turn and face. Yeah.
Maybe get rid of your selfie stick.
He's about to. No, that's attached to your.
On this side.
The cable. Okay.
Oh, you have that with you?
Yeah. You have that with you. You can pay extra to have that with you, I think.
All right. So here we go.
Here he goes.
Oh, look at him. I mean, he's young and stupid. So he's kind of.
It does not look that fast, actually.
Oh, my lord.
Oh. Holy crap.
I would say a lot more than holy crap. He's way too chill.
Yeah.
Oh, but in the middle of the day, it sure reminds you how ugly the strip is, doesn't it?
It really is. Yeah, it's like
gross.
Oh yeah, this is a little like a little schputz in the middle of the desert, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it really is. Do you think you'll get to keep the video of that? Is that the idea?
If I pay for it, yeah. I mean, I'll have to look and see. It's like 120 to do the jump. It's maybe another $40 to do the video or something. I can't remember, but
it's not bad. It's not bad.
I don't know if they let you take your own GoPro, but I certainly could do that. I've got my little pocket YiCam.
Yeah. Just attach that over there and that'd be all right.
Exactly. But
he didn't do the upside down thing.
Honestly.
Yeah, and he didn't do upside down as best I could tell. He seemed to do
it seemed to be like a standing position all the way down.
Yeah. But that blue suit thing he's in, maybe that slows the fall or something. It's like a raccoon suit. Not a raccoon suit.
That is 107 stories that he went down in, what, 30 seconds, 20 seconds?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, all right. Look, if you're considering jumping off something like that to end your life, now you know how long it'll take.
About right, exactly.
30 seconds of a
About
final,
30 seconds. Yeah. Probably shorter than the time. I bet it looked like the fall was controlled about maybe halfway down or even less. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
And that was the parking or the valet area for the hotel right in the front, wasn't it, or something? Or what was that over there?
No, you land on the roof of the...
That's just from the spire thing to the roof thing.
Yeah, but that's not the roof of the hotel. That's the roof of the casino, so it's one story. Like, you're going one story from the bottom or two stories from the bottom.
All right. That's still pretty damn far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it. There's no way.
40 miles an hour is the again, John Florida, 1968. Sky jump is a heart-pounding, scream-inducing open-air leap from 829 feet above the Neon Strip, and holds a Guinness World Record as the highest commercial decelerator descent facility. Ooh, a decelerator descent facility.
Yeah.
You'll zoom towards the landing pad at speeds topping 40 miles an hour, while the crowds below gasp and applaud your bravado.
Oh, is that guaranteed that you're going to get crowds that gasp and applaud?
Do they? Yeah, that's another $50 for the crowds to applaud your bravado and gasp. Gasp actually is.
Yeah, they'll figure out a way to charge for every possible thing.
Exactly.
As we've learned lately, they'll charge if they can.
About halfway down, there's a guy in a Minion costume trying to hand you porn cards.
Oh, good. You just hear it kind of behind you as you go past.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah. That makes it perfect.
And since we missed Friday, just a really, really quick update, 0.4 pounds up. So, I mean, not even half a pound
last week.
That last week was a...
You're probably hitting that plateau point, right?
I think so, yeah. So it's basically, all right, lifestyle change a little bit more to start going back down again. But
I think you should become, I mean, real lifestyle change. I think Brian should become gay. That's I think. I think Brian should
be. Okay, let's check with Tina on that. And
Go full gay, get a divorce, get full divorce. Then you move in with a guy named, I don't know, Sven or whatever. And then you make a lot of really good food, and then that'll keep you healthier.
Is Andy Garcia available?
I don't know.
Andy Garcia.
Oh, is he gay? He's not gay.
I don't know, but neither am I. So if I can change, certainly Andy Garcia can change.
Nice tomatoes, like, but that's not how that works. Yeah, you're right. It's not how it works.
Right, yes.
All right, I got to tell you about a funny dream I had. You ready for this one?
Please do. Yes, please.
All right. For some reason last night, I had a dream that constantly had Gordon Ramsay in it. Now, here's the thing I'd like to make really clear at the top and the end of this. I don't watch shows with Gordon Ramsay in them. I'm just sort of vaguely aware that he's the guy that swears at people, and I know he had a show called Hell's Kitchen, and I know he has a thing now where he helps people fix up their restaurants.
To hell and back 24 hours or something like that.
Whatever that is. And then he yells at people, and then he's got restaurants. That's all I know. I've never actually seen a full episode of anything he's ever done. The other day, somebody sent me a YouTube video of him trying some hot sauces and losing his mind because they're really
that
hot.
That was the hot wings thing, hot ones, which is funny because I'd never heard about it until Saturday night. We had a trivia thing where somebody asked about that. And then ever since then, I've been seeing links for it. There was a clip of it in the Never Think while I was on the recumbent bike this morning.
Yeah. So it's apparently it's a thing. Yeah, suddenly it's all out there. I guess probably because he was on it. So the best I can actually do is point to that and say maybe that's where he inserted himself. That's where he penetrated my brain was on that. And only and again, watch that for like, it wasn't even the whole thing. It was like a preview of like, I don't know, 3 minutes of him just sitting there going, ooh, hot, 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 and looking for a bathroom.
Right, rubbing the lime on his face and eating a donut.
Yeah, maybe that was cool enough. Yeah. That was enough for my subconscious to latch on and then hold him in there. Because last night, big ass long dream. For some reason, he and I are together all the time. is really weird. We were, I made soup and he liked it.
Wow.
Yeah. It all felt very disconnected from reality yet real at the same time. One of those dreams. And it was so vivid that I didn't forget it as soon as I woke up. He was in charge of helping us get to a cabin for something. I don't know what the deal was with that. That part's vague. Something about a cabin. But he was all up in it. And when he was eating my soup, he was crammed into a tiny phone box. A little tiny phone booth the size of nothing. Just like a little cramped space where he's on a phone like this. And I walked up to him and said, Mr. Ramsey, will you try my soup? And he goes, sure. And he eats my soup and says, this is very, very good. And then I woke up. Is that weird or what?
Nice. That is very weird. Yes.
I don't have any idea what that is. That just makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Okay. What, do you remember what kind of soup it was? Was it a...
No, I remember it was...
Was it a chowder? Was it a mulligatawny?
I remember was it, it wasn't brothy. I remember that. It was very thick, kind of gooey. Kind of, and nondescript, like kind of, I don't know, like a, here, this color here, these wasabi peas somebody sent us, this bag is like the color of that bag. Kind
okay.
Of, kind of a yellow brown.
Oh, so maybe might have been a split pea, might a split pea.
Could have been. I don't know what it was, but it, again, why am I, what is he, what's going on? Why is it even in there? I don't even know. I don't know Gordon Ramsay. I don't know his shows. I don't watch it. I have nothing connected to that guy. And he never yelled at me. In the whole thing, which you'd think that since the stereotype is that he yells at everybody, I would have that in my head. It's just, it was the freaking weirdest thing. I don't
so
get
let's
it.
Just, let's just figure out the score here. Okay, so I'm just a head on a chair. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, but Gordon Ramsay gets soup in your dreams. All right, fair enough. Yeah, that's, I see how this game works.
Oh yeah, that's right. Never forget that weird dream.
I'm just
Ryan.
A screaming head on a chair. But Gordon Ramsay gets some delicious soup.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And why I don't dream about things that are more familiar lately than, like, I don't know. Like, I'll play a ton of Warcraft, and it used to be back in the day. If I played a lot of Warcraft, I would dream about Warcraft things. Mm-hmm. Well, now it doesn't matter. If I play 3-4 hours of Warcraft, I have a dream about Gordon Ramsay trying my soup. I mean, like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know what this is supposed to be a sign of. Except, you know what? I haven't made this. I don't think I've told anybody on the show this. I'm not even sure I've told you.
Okay.
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you talked about this last week on the show.
Did I talk about it?
Yeah.
The Taylor's giving birth on Wednesday? Did I talk about
that? Inducing on Wednesday.
Okay, I did say. This is part of what's going on with me. Just this is an intense life moment.
Right, like a last few days of not being... I mean, I guess you were a grandpa as soon as they found out they were pregnant.
Technically,
right?
Yeah. Well, it depends on when you... think life begins, I guess.
That's true, yes.
Right. We don't want to get into that.
Oh, God, yes. Today on TMS, when does life begin?
Yeah, let's do that. But yeah, like, good I've point, got, yes. I think I'm just having a lot of weird emotions about it. And
yeah,
it's not so much that all these are my last days as not a grandpa, but it's just this, it's a big moment. I'm a little worried about her. She's going to be fine. Everything's looking great. But I still, you know, you worry about her and I want her to be okay and not be in a lot of pain or whatever. And at the same time, it's like this just is a fundamental, like, core thing happening in your life. And I think it's messing with my dreams. That's what I think is going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, it could
why
be. Yeah.
Why it's picking Gordon Ramsay? Like, it really feels like one of those. It's like a claw machine at a Denny's.
Right,
my brain is like
struggling for anything that happened that day. Go grab that. That's your subject tonight.
Yeah, pulls up a little bobblehead Gordon Ramsay and says, "Oh, there's your dream.
It's your dream, donkey."
So we'll see what tomorrow's is. I don't know. But here's the deal on Wednesday. The plan is to have a show.
Really? Okay. Live from the birthing. Well,
I don't think they. From the, she doesn't. Room. They're not putting her in there early. I think she may not even be in there till like noon.
Okay.
So because of that, there's no reason not to do a show. So we'll plan on doing a show unless something weird happens and she's in there early in the morning. Then we'll let you guys know. But otherwise, there should be a TMS. We'll do all of that. And then the rest of the day is who knows. So don't count on much else from me that day. But anyway, well, inducement is happening.
The entire episode will talk like a couple grandpas.
Oh, my gosh. Just the idea, though, is really freaking me out.
Here's my recommendal.
I am going to
show to Matlock.
And I do have, Jeannie brings this up, but I do have a lot of weird sympathy pain for people who are pregnant. When my wife, mm-hmm. certainly, that was the most intense. But even when, like, friends are having babies, I'll be like, and I start, like, feeling, like, actual, like, abdominal cramping. And, like, it's weird. I get really sensitive to that. I don't know why. It's just this act of pushing a human being out of your vajojo is a nut. It's nuts. Yeah. It's a nutty thing to be doing. And this, and for those who are like, I wish they had to cut me open last second. That's even worse. They come in there and go slink, flap over all your stuff. Oh, put her intestines over in the corner while we pull a live human child out.
Here, set this. You have a TV tray? Let me just set this on here. All right, cool.
Right. Like it's such an intense thing that But I'm just thinking about it. So anyway, I'll try not to think about it too much over the next couple of days, but that is happening. And as a result, we'll let you guys know. Okay. I forgot I even said anything on here. That's how dumb I am about it. I don't even remember bringing it up.
Yeah. You got a lot on your mind right now. Lots of stuff going on with this. So
a little frazzled. Frazzled, Brian.
Totally.
Frazzled. Did you ever get
frazzled?
Wasn't there something called a frazzle?
There were razzles.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, razzles, the little candies.
Speaking of things we screw up and get conflated, I would like to just get ahead of this right now. On Film Sack.
Yeah.
And no one corrected me, so you're all in the same boat.
Okay.
But I confused the Dirty Dozen with the Wild Bunch. It's not a Western.
No. Can I send you the reason I did not correct you?
Mm.
Randy sent me a message saying, don't tell Scott Dirty Dozen isn't a Western.
When
it's
did
a
he
war
do that?
Movie that takes place in Europe.
When did he do that?
Right as we were starting the show, after you had asked, all right, what's our movie next week so that we can talk about it during the show.
So he knew going in that I was going to go full Western on this.
He knew that you were going to. And then I had to hold back after learning that I did think Dirty Dozen also was a Western.
Yeah.
So.
And I know Dunaway thinks it is because he and I have talked about it.
But
so
Dirty Dozen was just the Magnificent Seven with five easy pieces is what I thought it was. Couldn't you get? It was like
Magnificent Seven with backup.
Right. Exactly. With five dirty men added.
Yeah. So I was completely, I screwed that up and I just had it in my head wrong. And so I want to just get out ahead of it. I know already you can quit sending me emails. Yes, I know I got it wrong. 100%.
Oh, you get a lot of.
Oh, yeah, already. I've gotten like 30, 40 emails this morning and I just put the show up last night. These are all coming to me going, Scott, I think you're confused. And I'm like, I know. It's not a Western. I know.
Yeah.
But it's from that era. Cool. It has a name like a Western. I conflated it with
totally
Peckinpah's Dirty or Peckinpah's Wild Bunch is what I've done. I've conflated those two movies.
Yeah.
So it's fine. This one's not
That's
that. This
is
like
are there 12 in the Wild Bunch?
There are. I don't know. Maybe.
The Wild Bunch is the anytime I hear Wild Bunch now, it's the cheerleading team for the National League lacrosse team in Colorado. The Wild Bunch.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, please welcome to the floor. The Wild Bunch.
The Wild Bunch.
And then they dance to about 25 seconds of a Bon Jovi song and leave waving as they walk out.
Yeah. Well, I like that was jaunty the way you showed it.
That's exactly how they do it.
Wow. Look at that. The way it bounces. That's awesome.
Yeah.
People at home listening to this, you're like, what did I miss?
They miss out on so much. They don't get the visuals.
Somebody cap that so I can. I want to gif it. That's a good gif.
Give me a gif of I'm out.
Yep, I'm out. Like a conversation I don't want to be in on Twitter. It's a perfect reply. Anyway, so more Gordon Ramsay dreams, not withstanding Wednesday. That's the deal then. So cool. Looking forward
great.
To
oh,
it.
Oh, man. They're just going to get more and more intense, too, the stress. And I'm wondering if the – does the stress – it'll peak with the birth, but probably not end.
Oh, like I don't know. The way it was when she was born or any of my kids were born, it was intense stress right up to the moment I saw their face and then everything was fine. There's something about the moment. Well, I'm not even going to be in there for that, but
yeah.
As soon as we get to see this little guy, it'll all be fine. Everything will be 100% fine.
Yeah.
Then you move into the new phase of, it's time for me to spoil this kid rotten.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Kim will constantly be begging to watch him overnight, and I'll be trying to get him to hold a controller at too young an age, and it's just going to be great. But up till then, it's just all this anticipation. It's just all this like, oh, we're going in and it's nervous and everyone's, you know, I hate that. Freaking hate it.
We've got no Dunaway.
Oh, can't do it. Working. Sorry. Oh, what happened? Isn't he always working?
Yeah, I guess he's just busy today. Oh, no.
Well, that means we got to have it with ourselves.
Call now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we'll do it with ourselves. Usually he says something, but he didn't say anything in the end.
I know, yeah. I think he forgot.
Yeah, he probably forgot. All right, well, that's fine.
So busy working that he can't do it. Oh, Brian. Oh.
Listen, busy boy.
Oh, bye.
Oh, someone did your wave. Let me just take a look at it real quick. Because then I can copy this later. Let's see.
Maybe you dance to about 25 seconds of a Bon Jovi song and leave waving as they walk out.
Yeah. Well, I like that was jaunty the way you. Whoever did that. Who did that? That's Cataveri. Thank you.
Cataveri.
I don't actually know how to make a clip on Twitch. Is that dumb that I don't know that?
I don't know how to do it either. So if that's dumb, then I don't want to be smart.
All right. Because I really don't know. I've gone in there. I mean, I can look at all the clips. I just don't know how to make one. And somebody said, oh, it's just on the page. There's a button that says make clip of the last 20 seconds. Where? I don't see it. I don't see it. Anyway, that's what you guys' job is anyway. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to alter the plan. Pray we don't alter it any further. By the way, did that always imply there was prayer in Star Wars land?
Oh, interesting. I never even thought about that, but...
It must be, right?
I mean, there's Jedi, right? I mean, what they do isn't necessarily praying, but they do like... They do focus intently. I guess that's not really prayer.
Yeah, but when he says pray, don't alter it any further, that's him literally saying you better pray to whatever God you believe in.
Expecting Boba Fett to get on his knees and say, please don't alter this any further. Please.
In that voice.
I'm begging you. He's no good to me, Dad.
That's the extra special edition.
That's right.
Coming out soon.
Let George Lucas have his way with that film one more time. Yeah. That's what you can end up
with. That's exactly right. All right, so what we're going to do is let you guys call in. 801-471-0462. The number's in the chat. You've already seen it. If you want to win something today, it's going to be me versus you in some form. So that's how this is going to work. And by you, I mean you, call the dear caller at home. So do it again. Oh, you can just Alt X to click.
Not me, because I have the list in front of me. So
that would be cheating. You'd be cheating. Yes,
be cheating.
Stephanie Ray in California says you do an Alt X in on your keyboard. For you Mac users, would be an Option key that will create the clip. I didn't know that. All right,
there you go.
They have a little shortcut. Sweet. All right. Anyway, 801-471-0462. The prizes you could win today are incredible. So why would you not want to call in? Mm-hmm. It's very quiet so far. Nobody's called in.
Oh, really? Come on now. Come on. And it's a relatively easy battle.
Oh, that's true. All right, here we go. We got our first caller. Hi, who's this?
Oh, I'm on.
You are on.
You're on.
Hi. What was your name again?
Mark Fleeser.
Mark.
Also, iMac head when I'm in the chat.
All right, sweet.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
We've seen your name about.
Open my gift, Brian.
Oh yeah.
what's your in game name?
I'm at
right now. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. My camera goes.
Here it
weird.
Is right here. Oh yeah, TMS Mark. I see it right here. But we're already ultra friends and you've never hit me up for PvP. Here we go. Greetings from Radio Laria 2 in Hastings, Michigan.
Yeah. Very nice.
It's opened. Consider it opened.
All right, there you go. Some kind of Pokemon business. You guys are talking French to me. So as we say, hi, Mark, we welcome you to the show, and we then ask Brian Ibbett to do his duty to explain what you could win today and how this little battle between you and I will work.
That's right. I'm going to give Scott and Mark a topic, and the two of them are going to go back and forth with answers for the topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, or take too long to come up with an answer, the win is going to go to the other player. Mark, you got to win this. You can do it. You can.
Oh,
I have faith in you.
Can I almost bet on Scott to win?
You.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works that way. Hold on. I forgot to play this.
All right.
It's good enough. Sorry.
Yeah,
we're missing some music. Right, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what you can win today, Mark. And this comes to us. And I don't. When we copied and pasted this into the list, it didn't copy in who sent this to us. But we have 7 days to die. Steam code.
Yeah.
And then Cities Skyline and After Dark. So you get Cities Skyline or Skitty's Skyline.
Skitty, yeah.
And the DLC, the After Dark DLC, where everybody walks around your city naked. courtesy of H, A-E-C-H.
I will say this. That Cities Skylines and all of its DLC is the Sim City we all wanted and never got. It's fantastic.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. It is great.
It's really good. Really, really good.
Yeah. They made a better SimCity than SimCity.
Yeah, honestly. It makes me want to go play it, honestly, just talking about it. All right.
Yep. All right. Your challenge today comes to us from Jamie, TMS Mashups. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to do this so that it favors Mark.
I'm all about favoring Mark. Don't favor me.
Well, no, I'm not going to favor you.
Yeah.
It is the top 10 highest grossing movies of 2018, just domestic, not worldwide.
Yeah.
But the top 10 grossing movies of 2018. Scott, your limitation is that you cannot name a movie that places on the list higher than any other movie you've named. So for you, you have to go down the list for your guesses.
So I have to go highest to lowest?
Highest to lowest.
Okay, but he can go anywhere.
He can go anywhere.
Okay, I like that. I like
that. Because I'll keep track of, I've got the list here in front
of
me.
Do you pick who
I'll
starts? Or does he start? How do you do this part?
Oh, I'll let him decide. Mark, do you want to go first? Or do you want to make Scott go first?
I'll let him go first.
Going first. Okay.
We're going to start with... So if I get one of these out of order, I'm kind of screwed, aren't I?
You kind of are, yeah. If you guess the number 10 movie on here, then all Mark has to do is name a movie.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's on the list.
Okay. Oh boy. I'm torn between two. Black Panther.
Black Panther. Well, you started out very well, Scott. That is the number one highest grossing movie of 2018. With $700 million domestic.
Okay.
So puts it square at number one.
All right.
So, good start.
All right, Mark. On you, him.
Mark.
Mark.
All right. Aquaman.
Aquaman, number seven on the list with $260 million domestic.
Highest grossing DC film of all time now. So, well done, DC.
I believe it. Nice job, DC.
It's
all that Jason Momoa. It's everybody, all the ladies wanting to see Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah, with his shirt off and everything.
And all the guys want to see the yellow outfit.
Listen, I like Jason Momoa back when he was opening Stargates on Atlantis. That's when I liked him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
He was good on
that. I'm a Johnny Come Lately. I liked him just dumping a pot of gold, molten gold onto... Daenerys' brother's head.
Yeah, that was the moment where I went,
Khaleesi's brother's head.
That's when
Daenerys.
I knew he was going to do more than Atlantis, though. It was a big gap between Atlantis and that, and I thought, well, we're done with Jason Momoa. He doesn't have a lot of range. We're done. And then he did that, and I went, oh, okay, we could see maybe more, and now, look at him now!
Right.
Although that Conan thing was a nightmare. It was so bad.
So bad.
All right.
What am I thinking? Daenerys is Khaleesi.
Two
separate people.
Yeah, they're only in your fantasy dreams. Are they? I'm gonna say we have to go Infinity War. Infinity War, the Avengers.
You do
Infinity
have to
War.
Do that.
Yeah,
that's number two on the list. $678 million. So far, so good. You're working well.
All right,
Mark.
What say you, Mark?
Well, I'm not sure if this one's going to be on the list, but it was one of my favorites, Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2, number 3 on the list, 608 oh, wow. million.
So I can only go 4 and down, right? From here?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, geez. This is where it gets weird. Oh, my gosh. Seriously, this gets hard right here. It gets hard.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Can I get that one, Jimmy?
Oh, shite. I mean, I know what I want to be next, but I'm not sure it did it.
Sure.
I'll just say, I guess I'll just say Into the Spider-Verse, because I don't know.
Not even in the top 10.
Damn it! Womp, womp, womp. That is a crime against humanity, that is.
It is a crime against humanity. So, play our winning noise for Mark.
Oh, that's for me.
Oh, no.
That part was for me. This is for him.
Congratulations.
Yep, yep, yep.
You're a winner.
Well done. Now, wait. What would yes. Let me guess one more at 4. Can I just guess
sure,
at it?
Sure.
Crazy.
I mean, you can guess any of the bottom 6 except for Aquaman.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Was oh, that? No.
No?
No. Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom is number 4. Deadpool 2 is number 5. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, number 6. Mission Impossible Fallout, number 8. Ant-Man and the Wasp, number 9. And Solo, A Star Wars Story, at number 10.
That was this year? Weird.
That was this year, yeah.
All right, I would have not won. There's no way. I was done at 3. I knew Incredibles 2 was next, and so I knew if you got that, I was hosed. So well done.
Nice. Well played. Yeah. Well played defense.
I think Mark actually killed it there. Well done. Now, all you have to do, Mark, is this. You send an email to Brian Ibbett, and you do that at coverville@gmail.com. That's coverville@gmail.com. For the rest of you to hear me saying that, you can send him spam and other phishing attempts. That's fine, too. But Mark specifically will want to use that email address. And then Brian will send to you these games packaged and ready to roll. Well, at least to install and use on Steam.
Digitally. Yeah, so get them in your email. You can play these today. You can play these in half an hour.
Oh, my Lord. That's amazing. Mark, congratulations and well done. And please... stay hydrated. All right, I'm stealing one from...
Steven.
Steven Schleicher. All right, well done. That worked out fine in his favor. I'm fine with that.
It did.
And it felt fair. I didn't feel like you were giving it to him.
Yes. Nope. I do like adding a little bit of a twist to make it more difficult for you than it is for our caller, because we want them to win, but we don't want to just hand them the prizes. That would be crazy.
Why is it that Solo feels so much older than just it was this year? Or last year, I guess, 2018.
Because it was so early in the year. I mean, but Black Panther was probably, out of all these movies, the earliest, right? Because that was beginning of March.
Yeah, we're almost a year from that film coming out, and it feels way long ago, like so far in my past. It's crazy.
And by the way, Black Panther last night
got
the SAG Award, got the Best Picture SAG Award, which is...
Screen Actors Guild Award.
Yes.
Not just saggy people. Don't just vote on that one.
Not just saggy people.
If they did, I'd have voted. If I was in there. Well, no, it's awesome. I saw that. They're going to... I think... Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're going to win the Best Oscar by any chance.
I don't think so either, but man.
It's not going to happen. I mean, I hope... I'd be thrilled if it did.
Yeah,
but if they weren't going to give it to my Fury Road, they ain't going to give it to Black Panther. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Fury Road, man, robbed that year. all right. Well, there's that. Now it's time. Hold on. For this.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive, sensational summary of world and local events.
It's the news brought to you by
your only meal all day is at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Wow, that was you?
Yeah,
when did
that
you
was
do
me
this?
Yesterday. So I had nothing in the morning. I had nothing all afternoon. It wasn't until about 4 o'clock. I've decided I needed like a little mini fast. Just kind of I got to just feel better today.
and so you make your one meal.
Yeah, and part of it
was... Was there a shake involved?
No, I didn't. So that's the other thing. I avoided all creameries of any kind.
Okay.
I had
no cheese on your burger.
Correct. I had but I did get a double because it was, again, all day. It's all I ate, so I got the double. But those burgers, the way they cook them, they're so thin anyway.
Yeah.
It's like
a double is right. Did you do no fry sauce?
I did do fries and I did ketchup. No fry sauce though.
Oh, okay, all right.
And That's it. That's all I had. And we had a guy there who worked there who was clearly, okay, I don't want to pass judgment, but I know what meth does to you. I've seen it before. Okay. And he had both meth teeth and meth arms. Now, he is clearly well into recovery. These are old wounds. I could tell he was doing great. Right. I didn't bring it up, but I can tell he's in this state of, like, that's something he used to do, and he's not doing it now. But his arms just crusted over the way they get those sores. Right. So now it's all scarring and stuff, and his teeth were just shot to hell. And I could just tell.
How would somebody respond if you say, you know, you just walk up to him randomly, good job getting off of meth.
Yeah, yeah, nice job. I mean, I did feel like congratulating because it seemed like he's got upward mobility and was managing the place. And, you know, it seemed like a cool deal for him. But he was one of these guys. I'm not blaming the meth necessarily or the old use, but he's one of these guys where he's just always teetering, just bordering on annoying me. And by that, I mean, like, you know, those people that'll hang around your table a little too long. Like,
yeah.
It's not just a quick joke and a ha-ha, okay, thanks, you want some more water, and then they leave. It's more of a, hey, do you want some more water, ha-ha, quick joke, and then they stand and want to tell you a story, or they want to go on.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what this was, and he would take it right up to the brink, and then finally leave, and it would be like, oh, and then right up to the brink, and then leave. But part of me was like, you know, you used to freaking, I don't know where you're putting meth up your bum, or, you know, probably. You've done some desperate things in your life. We will allow it, is basically where I was at. And Kim, of course, goes into full charity mode. She's like, oh, can we tip here? What do we have? She's thinking of all the things she can do to help this guy. And I'm like, you know, he's all right. He's okay. He's just, our tip is that we're not annoyed. We're not annoyed people. We're happy to hear him tell his story. My kids were very polite. They were both there, and they would just listen and nod their heads and laugh. And, like, it was just one of those things. But anyway, meth
teeth. Reminds me, when Tina and I, the last time we went to Freddy's, the weekend that I had the big 4.6 pound drop that pushed me under the milestone that I was shooting for.
Yeah.
And we get there, we decide we're going to eat inside, not take it to go, because we like our fries hot. And two guys up at the register, both doing the can I help you thing, right? And you've got to kind of got to make that Sophie's choice of, like, am I going to, you know, how do I pick which guy to help me?
Yeah.
Sophie's choice. So we go to the guy on the left.
Yeah.
And the guy on the right says, all right, you got this? Okay, cool. And he kind of goes in the back to go help out.
Yeah.
And the guy on the left goes, hi, welcome to Freddy's. Can I take your
order? It's Ken Kratz.
It's Ken Kratz. Like, it's like the quietest. We had to have him repeat everything he asked us.
Yeah. You got your own Seinfeld quiet talker.
Totally.
Yeah.
So it's like, what? You want cheese and onions on that?
You're going to walk out of there in a puffy shirt. You just don't know it yet.
Totally, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, yeah, this guy was not that. He was the opposite of that.
Yeah.
But, man, that food's good. Oh, I could eat there every day.
Yes.
It's so good.
Crispy edge on that beef.
Yeah, but that's all I ate, and I checked this morning. I lost 5 pounds yesterday. 5 pounds.
You lost 5 pounds yesterday.
Brian, this is what happens to me. I have the metabolism of a hummingbird if I just let it do its work. Like,
yeah, but it's not healthy to not eat. I mean, you just got to eat.
I just couldn't eat yesterday. Better. Everything sounded bad. You know what it was? Because we did sushi the night before at a place that had been shut down once for health violations. I'm not saying that this is the problem, but usually, you know, whatever. We went in there, and the chicken they gave me was a little rubbery and kind of bloody, and then they kind of had some kind of funky noodle deal that didn't quite taste right. And it's not, none of it made me sick, but it just kind of felt off. For most of Sunday.
And you got chicken, at a sushi place.
Well, all right. Your point is made, and you make a good one. You make a good one, but those wings look good.
Especially a sushi place that was closed down for a health violation. I know.
And on the menu, they have hot chicken wings. And I just thought, oh, that's a fun appetizer. Let's try that. Oh, they were bad.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
They were bad, but though. They were
not cooked, huh?
Well, just not enough. The outside was clearly, they had well done the outside, no problem. But they just weren't in there long enough, and it was just a little bit off. So, yeah, I do this sometimes. I go to a place where you should not be getting the thing that they don't specialize in. And that's what I did there. But anyway, here's your first news story.
All right.
You and I are on the record as neither of us are really Monopoly guys. We're not really fans.
No, I'm a fan. You're silly. You're crazy. I know you're not a fan.
I thought you said you didn't like Monopoly.
You're crazy to forget that I'm not. You're the... the ceiling of the basement that I'm in, like the original plan when we finished the basement was that it was kind of going to be loosely modeled after Monopoly. So the walls are the same color as that board, that kind of light blue. Mm-hmm. The ceiling is boardwalk dark blue.
Okay.
On the wall in the corner, I've got a 1955 Monopoly game frame that Tina bought for me, like as if it was like frozen in time with a game in progress.
Who am I thinking of then?
You're thinking of Nicole. Nicole does not like Monopoly.
Oh, maybe it's Nicole. I knew one of us didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
I know I don't. I'm not a Monopoly guy. I just find it boring.
And you know, we picked up last year, I picked up that Cheater's Edition Monopoly. I need to get that out and start playing it because it's one where you're encouraged to like steal money when the banker's not looking and stuff like that.
Are they
that.
Just alternate rules? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you get there are additional cards that give you bonuses if you get away with something. So like taking a house off the board or swapping out a hotel for a house or something. And if you get caught, then there are actually a pair of handcuffs and you get handcuffed to the corner of the board that is jail.
Oh,
so
wow.
One of your hands is like
dang, dude.
One of your hands you cannot use. It just seems like a great, great version of play.
Well, Monopoly, I do make an exception for Monopoly Deal, the card game.
Right. You guys played that and really liked it.
Love that game. I think the mechanics of that game are awesome, and I would, I'm sorely tempted to like rip off the mechanics and reskin it as something other than freaking Monopoly. That's how it feels because I don't like.
We played.
Monopoly.
I know we barely got into this story. We haven't even read the headline yet. We had a Denver Tadpole tabletop gaming meetup on Saturday,
right after
Film Sack.
Yeah, how'd it go?
That was a blast. We went to this place called Denver Game Lounge on Colfax, the big street that divides Denver, northern Denver from southern Denver.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have played this. I've never played it before. Flux.
I've heard of it.
Blast playing Flux with a bunch of listeners and fans of the show.
That's great.
It's a great time.
How was the turnout?
Monty Python Flux. Hmm?
Decent turnout.
Decent turnout. About 15-20 people, which is just fine.
That's,
good size.
That's
group.
Exactly what you want. Many more than that.
That's exactly
it's a crowd.
What you want. Yeah.
That's awesome. Flux 2Xs. Yeah, 2Xs.
Two X's.
All right. That's the game I think I heard of. I want to say Dan told us about it once, maybe.
He might have, yeah. It's been around a long time, and I know we've even had all the different versions at Nerdtacular Game Rooms. So.
Yeah. Flux was always in Flux at Nerdtacular Game Room.
That's right.
Let's
talk about this story, which is not Flux.
No, but here's what happened. Here's part of my problem with Monopoly. It's very argumentative because games take 5 hours. That's my main problem with it.
Yeah.
But argument during a Monopoly game ended with one person being injured, according to the KCK police. This is the Kansas City police. This is at the Kansas City Star. Didn't you go there once?
I did. Yep. Totally. Yeah. Totally did installation of the Kansas City Star.
Game Monopoly ended with one person needing stitches overnight. Police chief tweeted Saturday morning that police were called to a 48th Street and Nebraska Avenue for a report of an aggravated battery. My phone has one of those. It doesn't keep a charge.
Aggravated battery?
It's aggravated.
Just got to take that back to the Apple Genius and he'll replace it with a non-aggravated battery.
Yeah, a calm, collected battery. Police said the victim had gotten into an argument with his cousin while playing the board game, and the cousin's girlfriend allegedly hit the victim and shoved him into a mirror.
Wow.
The victim had injuries that required stitches because, you know, glass and a mirror and everything.
Yeah, jeez.
Here's what I'm going to say. Normally you would say, hey, violence isn't worth it no matter what you're doing. I'm going to say it's even less worth it when you're playing Monopoly.
You do want to know what the specifics were. Like, no, you're not supposed to put money into free parking to collect it when you when you land there. Or
What would it be? What do people get the most mad about? Like
probably gloating when you buy up a Monopoly, a set of colors, and you start putting houses and hotels on there, and it wipes you out every time you make it around the board.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for us, I had a sister, my black sheep sister, used to cheat, and she would steal money out of the bank while we would play. Which totally led to a whole kind of real life version of that. But she would she'd just pull a couple of tens out once in a while and hold them. I'm like, Tara, I just saw you do that.
What do you mean you saw me do that?
Like the whole game. Maybe this is why I have a problem with Monopoly.
I have bad memories of it. I think we finally found the genesis of this issue. Wow.
My other sister, Misha, was an excellent banker. She was so good at managing the Monopoly Bank that she would always be in. If she was in the game, she's in charge of shelling out money. And she always was 100. You could not audit her and not come away with a glowing review. She was awesome at it.
When you counted up the drawer at the end of the night, it was always spot on. Yeah,
she wasn't siphoning from the till. Delta Airlines answered one of the world's biggest questions finally. Do planes have an in-flight fart filtering technology? Mm. You ever wondered this?
I want to know.
I do too. The flatological story started off when Twitter user named DJ Rankin.
Yay, boys!
It's your boy,
DJ Rankin. Smash that like and subscribe button.
Yep. That's pretty much it. He posted a frightening statistic claiming passengers expel around 368 liters, which is about 13 cubic feet of gas during the average flight, and pleading with Delta to say there is some sort of fart filter on board. That number is, in fact, a little bloated. It comes from the non-scientific study from The Sun last year. You know, The Sun, known for their high-quality scientific studies.
That's right, yeah. I imagine two-thirds of that was DJ Rankin. How do you think I got this name?
That's right.
Rankin up the plane.
All right, so he says, let's see. They said that 525 passengers on a fully loaded Airbus would pass in total during a 13-hour flight. But still, the visual of 13 cubic feet of pure fart is pretty arresting. Anyway, says this. Delta tweeted an answer. Mm-hmm. Okay. They said, first, we'd be more than happy to investigate the fart filter, they tweeted. And then they responded later with this. These systems actually gradually allow the air to seep out of the cabin while bringing fresh air back in. So, in fact, we do have a fart filter. Not really. We just allow the airplane to fart the human farts out of the aircraft. Actual thing from Delta's official verified account. How great
Delta
is that?
Loves to fart, and it shows.
Yeah. I can't wait to show this to Kim because she hates airplane air. Not the necessarily because of the fart thing, but because they because it's gross. It's just gross.
So it's just a body odor filter. I mean, it's just an air filter, but farts happen to get in and then don't get out. No, it's the other way around.
The plane farts them back out and then brings in new air. She's not going to believe me.
Farts out.
Because it never smells like new air. It always smells like bad air.
Like if you're listening outside the plane.
I'm going to think about this now. Every plane I see, I'm going to know is just farting. It's just up there letting it loose.
If it's a Frontier flight, it's the animal on the back.
Yep.
On the tail section that's making the noise.
I hate those.
Bernie the Buffalo.
Yep. That reminds me of that Fyre Festival documentary.
Yeah.
They had very last minute put that on the tail of a couple of planes, the logo of the Fyre thing. Okay. Just the cheesiest, most horrible crap job. And by the time they landed, they were all in tatters. Man, that thing
I can't wait to watch that. I'm really looking forward to watching it. And you say start with the Netflix one, right?
I'd start with the Hulu one and then go to the Netflix one if you want to see both. If you only want to see one or only have time for one, then I say do the Netflix one. Okay. But together they make a more complete story because Hulu spends a lot of time in his lead up. Like, who is he? What did he do before this? How did he become a guy that could attract all this money from investors? Like all of that buildup. That's their focus. The Netflix one is focused almost entirely purely on the event itself, which I think is a much more exciting story. But together they do make a bigger pie. If that makes sense.
Nice. All right. Yeah, I like it. I'm in.
All right. Simply E Squared says, I started watching with the Hulu one. That guy is a dingus, artificially human. Or artificial human. Yeah, he's really something, man, that guy. You gotta see it. You just have to see it.
Yeah. Dingus, artificial human.
Yeah. It's a good title. Someone
Who's
suggested.
Putting that in the show title? Exactly. Submit it.
I really enjoyed that documentary, both of them. All right. Final story here. We got time for this one real quick.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do not kiss or snuggle your hedgehog. Do you have one?
Really sounds like a euphemism. Yeah. I've never owned a hedgehog, no.
Okay. Someone warned.
We have a lot of rings in the house.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, but if you just poke them, all the rings go shling, ling, ling, ling everywhere.
Exactly.
And they'll only have a little time to pick them all up.
Do, 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 loved it. That what theme song somebody's doing.
That's totally the original starting level of Sonic. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Wow, that's hilarious you did that, because I couldn't have thought of it until you did it. Anyway, you don't want to do this because actual hedgehogs right now carry salmonella, like, all over themselves.
Oh, wow.
11 people in 8 states have been affected by salmonella outbreaks at the Center for Disease Control. That's what they're reporting. They say it's likely linked to pet hedgehogs. These are their own pets, not just some random hedgehog you found in a can. Where, you know, where they come from.
Hey, do you have a hedgehog in a can? Well, you better let it out.
It says at least one person has been hospitalized in relation to the outbreak. No deaths have been reported yet. This is Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Texas, and Wyoming. Stay out of Utah, you jerks. Anyway, they can't
make it over the mountains.
Hedgehogs carry salmonella germs in their droppings and apparently remain healthy and clean. So it doesn't really affect the animal. It just affects us.
Oh, while appearing healthy and clean. Appearing they look healthy and clean.
Yeah.
But they have salmonella poops.
That's right.
Salmonella poops.
Salma poops.
Salmonella poops.
Salma Hayek. Got it. let's see. These germs easily spread to their bodies, habitats, toys, bedding, and other areas where people who touch them can get it. So don't kiss them. Don't snuggle them. Those are the two words they use. CDC actually said, do not kiss or snuggle your hedgehogs.
Aw, snuggle.
Yeah.
Just the word snuggle makes me want to snuggle a hedgehog.
I know. They're so cute.
Snuggle.
And they're fast. And they have a little flying fox friend. And they got a bad game on the Genesis.
Can I scritch them under the neck? How about that, CDC? Can I scritch them?
You can.
A little scritch under the chin?
Yes. And if you tap A really fast, he'll spin really quick. And then if you let him go, he goes flying. I know everything there is to know about a hedgehog. Boom.
That's great. Yes.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, major spoilers, Trek nerd, and more. Sounds like the start of the show. Before that, though, Brian will lay music upon us with great clarity. Give us some music.
I will. And there's no way I can read this initial word. I'm actually, you know, sometimes I do read right out of the promo thing.
Yeah.
I've got to for this one. I've got to do it in an Australian accent. Signs and symbols are a crunchy pack of bickies from Australia's capital city with a taste for the rough and ready. This closed pack quartet have dunked themselves in the coarsest of hard rock brews and together have produced the sharp single Coffee for Friends. Anyway, these guys are great. They're influenced by folks like Foo Fighters, Biffy Clyro, and Weezer. They've got their brand new album coming out February 1st. I'm sorry, the single comes out February 1st. So at the end of this week, you're getting to hear it 4 days early, friends.
Whoa.
Signs and Symbols is the band. Coffee for Friends is the brand new single from Canberra. Here it is. Enjoy.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Sponza.
Yeah. Everybody, we'll be right back.
We know that every boy and girl should know how to swim. Uh-oh. That girl wants to have some fun.
And I've got Trump right in my pocket.
I think I'm feeling shaky. Was it your coffee for friends? You're probably gonna take it. I'll have a run out of red. And it's all of these reflections I can see. Ignorance is blinding, but I wanna see you go. Oh,
Hey, guys, let's talk about SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. We've talked a lot about them in the past year, but I want to refresh you, get you up to date here. Shipping can be complex. You know it. I know it. It's complex. There's a lot of complexity to shipping. I think I've made that clear. With the uncertainty over costs and deciding what carrier to use, plus tracking your packages, things can get very confusing. With SendPro Online, it's easy to save money and time, no matter where you are or what you need, from letters and packages to overnights and flats. I ship flats all the time. Easily compare USPS, UPS, and FedEx all in one online tool. It's that simple. Print shipping labels and stamps from your own printer. Track all of your shipments and get email notifications when they've arrived. Plus, when USPS postal rates increase on January 27th, that's coming up, by the way. As you may know, we're already in the middle of January. You'll still be able to access savings of up to 40% off USPS priority mail shipping and 5 cents off every letter you send just by using SendPro Online. SendPro Online is only $14.99 a month, and listeners can get a free 30-day trial when you visit pb.com/TMS. You also receive a free 10-pound scale to help you weigh your packages and accurately calculate the costs of shipping so you'll never overpay. That's pb.com/TMS. Experience the convenience of SendPro Online for yourself when you sign up for a free 30-day trial. That's pb.com/TMS, and we thank them for their support. There you go.
The Morning Stream. Isn't there a tiger named Chester Cheetah?
All right, we're back, everybody.
You'll have to find out about Tom Brady tomorrow.
That's right. Why is, okay. I had you blown way up for some reason all that time. Oh. I feel like a dummy now.
Blown up.
All right, well, we're going to get Stephen Schleicher in here because that's the rule. It's Monday. He's gone last week because of the holiday. He's back. And Skype's all effed from that Justin thing last week. Okay, there we go. All right. We'll give him a call and see what's up with him. Here comes the music. Short and sweet because Stephen knows how to pick that thing right up.
On Steve. It's
Stephen Schleicher all the way from Hayes, Kansas, and the MajorSpoilers.com website. Hello, Stephen, and welcome back.
Hello, Pops Johnson. Hello, Brian Ibbett.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, we missed you last week. Hope you had a nice Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Kids yelling and screaming and trying to kill each other. Yes, it was a brilliant, wonderful day off.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Who could ask
for anything more?
No.
I know, right?
Really, for real. Hey, how come, this is a side question that's got nothing to do with our content today, but can you tell me what your theory is as to why Spider-Verse just didn't crack the top 10 this year in terms of domestic gross?
Well, it didn't come out until 10 days before the end of the year.
Well, sure, but it doesn't matter. If you got a big movie, you should make a bunch of money. Right?
It does matter, because the longer the movie is out, the more money it makes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll let Steven answer.
Well, look at Aquaman. Aquaman is a perfect example of that, right? I mean, it took it weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks for it to build that climax. The other thing is, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is an animated movie. Typically, animated movies don't get a lot of play. There's some exceptions. As we said, Incredibles 2 was on that list. Yeah. Frozen is a huge all-time hit. But when you hear Sony and you hear Spider-Man animated and it looks totally different than anything you've ever seen, I know that there were a lot of people that were very hesitant about going to see that movie.
Mm. See, that's why...
Let's see. It's 17th on the list, $169 million domestic. Obviously made way more than that, or is continuing to make more than that, but came out December 14th. So
just not enough time to get any traction.
No.
Okay.
If that movie had come out at Thanksgiving, it would be up in the top five.
Easily. Man. Yeah.
What, you think Spider-Verse or Aquaman would have?
Spider-Verse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, damn it. I just loved it, and I want there to be more of it. That's all. I just want more. All right. Let's get to the deal here. DC in the news. Lots of DC Detective Comics in the news.
That's right. That's what it stands for.
They launched a program called Be a Hero, Read a Book. It's a new campaign. You want to tell me what this is and why kids should care, I guess, is who it's aimed at?
Well, yeah, it's definitely aimed at kids. DC has two lines that are coming up, the DC Zoom and DC Ink, which are both aimed at young readers and young adult readers. And I think they're really trying to encourage kids not only just to read those books, but just to read in general. And you guys may remember when we were in high school, occasionally there would be these posters hanging up in your library saying, you know, read a book, and it would have somebody that you know holding a book up. Those kinds of things. So it's very similar to this. What DC is going to be doing is they're making all this materials available to libraries and to schools so that they can hang them up. And it features, you know, Batman reading a DC Zoom or DC Ink book, Superman, Wonder Woman, all those things. It's going to be spread throughout the year. And it's part of the Graphic Novels in Libraries Month, which will kick off in July 2019. And again, it's to encourage people to check out graphic novels if they've never picked it up, especially in light of what one mouthy person said this past week. So.
Oh, wait. What did a mouthy person say? Oh!
Yeah, you people should put away comic books because it's juvenile. It's like, does anybody even listen to that jerk anymore?
Well, listen, I heard someone this week say that Bible literacy is on the way up again in the States. And the person that got all excited and said those words, I don't think could name a single chapter, verse, and or book in the Bible if you asked him. I bet he wouldn't be able to say one of them. Name one piece of person in the Bible, he'd probably go,
Jesus. I love Jesus. He's the best Jesus.
I like the chapter on Jesus.
Yeah, that one's good. It's really good.
Yeah, if people are wondering who I'm talking about, it's Bill Maher.
Oh, Bill Maher's an idiot. Freaking F Bill Maher. I hate him. Can't stand Bill Maher. Everybody's, of all of the loudmouth, be they Republican or far left pundits, whoever they are, across the board, he's always right up there for me. Yeah. He drives me nuts. I can't stand Bill Maher. Why do people like Bill Maher? He wasn't ever that funny of a comedian. He looks skeevy, like he's going to grab your underwear or something. I just don't trust him. I don't like him. I don't like him.
Anyway. I didn't like him when I saw him in Avocado Women of the Jungle, and I don't like him now.
Oh, I forgot that was a thing. You're right. He just there you go, Ninja Steve. Bill Maher is the Ann Coulter of the left. I believe that. That is exactly how I see it. I'll take all your extremes and shove them up your A, is how I put it.
Yeah. Don't forget, you can follow Political Scott on Twitter.
Yeah, you can find all my rantings there. All right. So,
Some people are in the chat are like, wait a minute, libraries have graphic novels? Yes. If you are looking for comic books to read, many libraries have a very large graphic novel section that you can go and check out and see. If you're just trying to get a taste for something, you don't want to make a commitment to buy something, or you don't want to read it digitally, libraries are an excellent resource to get access to graphic novels.
Yeah, I'm into it. I like reading them anyway, and they are great. It's a great art form, and Bill Maher can suck it. I'm still mad at Bill Maher. Sorry, I can't get over it.
Really mad at Bill Maher.
Yeah, he shouldn't. What does he have to do with comic book commentary of any kind? Stay in your freaking lane is all I'm saying.
That's exactly what it is he's attacking the quote-unquote millennials for never growing up.
Yeah, stay in your lane. That's all I'm saying. I like that phrase. I like to say tell people to stay in their lane. You think it's overused? Do you think too many people use it?
Well, I think the NRA gave it a bad
spin. Yeah. Don't they always, though? Isn't that their deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about DC laying off staff. DC's like, hey, be a hero, read a book. By the way, we got to lay a bunch of people off.
And so just to kind of put this in perspective, they laid off 3% of their staff, which accounted for 7 people in total. So they have 240 full-time staff members at DC Comics. But really, this was brought about through some restructuring that was going on in the company. They've got a new president now after Diane Nelson stepped down last year. So they reorganized the company into 3 bits: editorial, production, and manufacturing and publishing support. This is all to just further the comic book agenda. And so that means that some things, like their merchandising and their toy line, are moved off to another division completely. So they're now all under the consumer products toy team moving forward. So when you look at DC Direct, there may not be as much communication between the two departments or the two areas as we've had in the past. But most of the stuff stays in place. Bob Harris is going to continue to be the editor in chief and the senior vice president. The people that were in charge of production manufacturing are sticking around, and the publishing services, which is new, is being taken over by the person who was in charge of the quote unquote publishing strategy and support services. So that's more like a name change there. So maybe not a whole lot, but I know a lot of people are like, oh, does this mean Jim Lee and Dan DiDio are out? No, not at this time. They're not.
No, you can't get rid of Jim Lee, dude. That would be bad. I
mean, you could. I mean, Geoff Johns stepped down. I mean, that was on his own. But yeah, Jim Lee and Dan DiDio sharing the co-editor positions at DC have been there for, I want to say, like 5 years in that position, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Do you think those two are in the same cubicle space? Like they're in like,
No.
It's like with some kind of.
Keep your music down, Dan.
Yeah. Some kind of little, you know, the normal office spats. You put your hand over your ear while you're on a phone call and talk kind of quiet because you don't want them to hear and stuff like that. That's what I picture.
Jim Lee's going
to
hear me.
Thinks he's so great just because he can draw better than anyone. Lame. All right. Well, some more of a restructuring, not really layoff. I mean, it's layoffs.
There are some people that were laid off, but not a mass hysteria kind of thing that, oh my God, the sky is falling. But
sure.
There's some speculation on, you know, with the new person on board, what does that mean for some of the previously announced lines, like the Black Label line? What does this mean for DC Zoom and DC Inc. if they don't sell well when they start getting their products out there? And of course, what about Vertigo? It's traditionally been a great place to showcase really different stories like Sandman, but that don't normally fit into the DC line of comics. It traditionally also has sells a lot less than the other comics in their line. So people are wondering what's going on here. And I have to go look. Isn't AT&T doing something with Warner Brothers right now?
Oh, I don't know.
Are they? Yeah, so there may be something to do with that too, is some streamlining and slimming down where they can.
Oh, maybe they're. Does that merger include all that coming together? Maybe that's what it is.
Well, DC is part of Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that is part of. I don't know if that's happening or if that got denied or. Yeah, this is a thing Tom would know probably, but I don't remember.
No, AT&T has completed its acquisition of Time Warner Inc.
Oh, so it's a done
back
deal.
Back in June of last year.
So. Okay, so then it would have potentially something.
It could have something to do with that.
I could see that. That's all well and good. I got a question for you about your barometer, your nerd barometer.
Okay. It says cloudy with a chance of superheroes.
Good, it's good you said that, because here's my question: the Shazam business coming out soon.
Man, I have totally changed my mind on Shazam.
Okay, that's where I want to go. Where were you before? Where are you now? And
before the very first trailer that dropped, I was like, God dang it, this is nothing but a big remake, but with superheroes, and I hated it.
Okay.
And then this last trailer dropped. And I was like, you know what? This looks like a lot of freaking fun. And after the Spider-Verse was a lot of fun, I'm just down for seeing this movie now.
Yeah, you're just into it? Because I'm the opposite. I was excited at first because I thought, here's a chance for them to go a little Ant-Man, you know, have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm worried it looks like they're trying to have too much fun. Like it's.
I'm totally okay with that. If they want to make this a totally fun movie, I am so on board with that. But I think it's still going to be nothing but I wish I was big. Because they do have that stupid dancing keyboard number that's in that first trailer.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, I think I'm going to hate this movie. But then after the second movie, it just looks fun. And I think this may not be a movie aimed at you and me, Grandpa Johnson.
Yeah. Hey, but, I'm not there yet.
But I think this might be something that is aimed at my kid's age.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it does. I like silly. I'm into it. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Something about it just looks like it should be on the WB or something. Like it's cheaper, lower rent. It's the suit, maybe.
Oh, man, the suit. Each suit that they had cost $1 million, and they have 10 of those suits that they had to use for the film.
Are you kidding? They cost $1 million?
Yeah, a lot of it had to do with not only the muscle structure that they had to put under the suit, but also the lighting and electronics that they had to put in the suit to make that lightning bolt glow on his chest.
A million bucks. No, call Bill Duran. He could have done it for $25.
Yeah, but he's got to have that glow has got to be like a smooth. You can't have like an LED here and an LED here, and you see two bright spots. It's got to look like.
Yeah, but couldn't you do that? I mean, you could do CGI. Well, plus
a lot of it. A lot of it had to do with the body sculpting that they had to do over what's his face?
Zach Cheesnut.
Zach something or other.
Whatever it is.
But yeah, they had to do a bunch of sculpting to add the muscles in the right place, make them look good. And so that cost a lot of money. And then the just the little bits and pieces.
I hope it's good. I mean, I can't judge till I see it, obviously. Chat room saying,
I feel like that is one of the things that DC's been missing is the fun of the comic book movie. And Wonder Woman had that. Aquaman definitely had that. And so them kind of going, well, it worked for Guardians of the Galaxy. I guess we could try it here.
Sure. I mean, like I say, Zachary Levi, that's his name. I want to see it, and I'll see it, and that's fine. The chat room's like, geez, Scott, it's not a documentary. I know. I'm just being skeptical because it looks goofy in the trailer. It's all they've given me. It's all I have to go on. So I don't have any other way to know until I go see it. So I'll see it, but I may not like it. Okay?
That's okay. You don't have to like everything. I mean, we are so inundated with comic book movies and TV shows now. You know, back, 30 years ago when you just had Michael Keaton running around, everybody had to go see that if you were a comic book fan, because that was the comic book movie. Yeah. Today, I mean, you can go on Netflix. There's a new movie that just dropped called Polar that's based on a Dark Horse comic.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that. It's what's his name? Everyone loves Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen. It's basically like John Wick meets like Taken or something. It's like vengeful hitman business. It looks cool. I want to see it.
Yep.
Yeah, they got based on there. A comic book. I didn't know that was based on a comic. That's cool.
Yep. So there's so much out there that, yeah, you're right. You don't have to go and see everything. Of course, the studios would love for you to be a comic book fan and go see everything, but you don't have to.
No. You don't have to do anything.
No, you don't.
It's your life. You can sit around and just...
Yeah, you just sit there and play your video games.
Yeah. Pick lint out of your nipples. Everyone does that, right?
I don't know how you pick it out of your nipples, but...
Out of your nipples?
You know, out. Don't you guys
have inverted
big...
inverted nipples with lint?
I don't.
In them?
Don't you guys have like big holes in your nipples? Like multiple like Swiss cheese holes in your nipples? You don't have that?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I should have
you
this
should
looked
probably
at.
Probably have that looked
that's
at.
That's too much information.
Me.
Yeah, I'll have to look at this.
TMI on TMS.
Yeah.
Not the first time. All right. Steven, it's always a pleasure to have you here, and I look forward to doing it again next week when my life will be completely different than it was today.
Stay hydrated.
Bye. Oh, majorspoilers.com. Everybody should go there. It's a great website.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And follow him. Follow him online on Twitter at Major Spoilers.
Yeah. Follow him in general. He's worth following.
Just follow him.
Stalk him.
Around. Well, yeah. Just keep following him.
Just stalk him. Stalk him everywhere he goes. Daryl, are you there?
Oh, maybe. I hope so.
Oh, my gosh. You're in a good mood today. I can tell. You got energy. What's that about? What's going on with that?
I'm not sick anymore like I had been for the last week.
No, I didn't know you were sick. Mm. That's too bad.
Yeah.
You're feeling
that's why
better.
We didn't have him last week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was because you're...
He doesn't care about Martin Luther King. He just is sick.
Oh, no. Equal rights? F it. Screw it. He doesn't care.
Exactly.
here's
Sick at last.
Here's his theme.
How can you screw up a hamburger?
You really can't. So, Daryl, it's good to have you here. Hey, look, we're in the thick. We're deep into the Discovery Season 2 now. Mm-hmm. And Scott hasn't
Three
seen a single episode.
So far, is that right?
Yeah. Have you watched any, Brian, yet?
Are
you...
I have not watched any of it yet.
I haven't either.
Oh.
I'm probably... No. Don't know. We're waiting for like 4 or 5 episodes in, and then we're just going to start binging it, because I like those episodes a lot more, one right after the other.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. I like to binge it, and I did that last time, so I'll probably do the same. Build up 3 or 4 or 5, whatever, and then go nuts.
What are you, from CBS, Daryl? What?
So you have to, because it's your job. So what do you think of it so far?
Oh, I think it's better than last season.
Really? All right.
Yeah, it's better. It's more like the Trek that we wanted.
Okay, so, do you get the Klingons come back, or are we done with them for now?
Well, they do come back, but I haven't seen them yet. So okay. It takes a few episodes.
Okay, and when they do, they may still have the who put this? Who was the other day complaining about this? Who was saying that they look like? Did someone have a meeting?
Oh yeah, a lot of people said they didn't look like the Klingons.
I could have sworn I heard the guy in the background say "I love you."
Yeah, I heard someone say "I love you." I think I did too.
I don't know. I'm trying to shut that out.
Hold on. What? So what are they? I'm listening. Wait, I'm gonna hear this. Hold on.
Where's the microphone? I need to grab it.
I'm enjoying this, though. Now I'm all curious about what Phil and Eric are talking about in the morning. All right.
You're not hearing this, are you?
No, we don't hear. Well, I hear you.
Good.
I hear you.
Good.
We hear
you.
Okay. That's good. So, oh man, those guys are yapping it. They are really
getting heated all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going, the Seahawks.
I love you more. No, I love you more.
The Seahawks should have been the NFC championship this year. Or the AFC. I don't know what division they are.
I don't know.
You don't know either?
I don't know. I really don't. Yeah, I don't.
All right. Well,
I only pay attention when they win.
Super Bowl's coming, so everyone get excited. Is that next week? It's not next week, is it?
Sunday. It is Sunday.
What? How is it Sunday? Is it really this Sunday?
Because the Pro Bowl was this last weekend, and Super Bowl is this coming weekend.
Gosh, that was fast. All right. Anyway, Daryl.
Watch the somebody's take on the other guys.
Exactly.
Sunday.
I'm just going to pretend these guys are background music. They're bed music. It's fine. It's fine. Highlights, high points. Who's good? You like Pike? You like the lady?
I can't even hear you.
Oh, you can't even because they're talking so loud. You can't even hear us.
Here, let me turn this up.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Now you can hear us. You can hear us now.
Yeah. You're blasting.
Great. I'm blasting. That's what I say when I'm really stoned. I just sit there. I'm blasting. Is what I say.
After a meal at Freddy's.
Yeah. But actually, at Freddy's, I do okay. If I go to Taco Bell, I'm definitely blasting. All right. So, what was I saying? Oh, what are your highlights? Do you like Pike or what?
Oh yeah, he's being played perfectly. Yeah. He couldn't be better.
All right. And do you think? What was I going to say? Oh, the Spock. We got Spock with a beard yet, or what's going on with that?
We don't have him yet. He's kind of not quite here yet.
Okay.
I don't want to give anything away, but he's not here yet.
Is there a Nurse Chapel?
I haven't seen one.
Okay.
And we haven't even seen number one yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there what else can we say here?
Uhura?
Is there a Uhura?
Uhura?
We haven't seen anybody on the Enterprise yet.
So it's just so far just Pike.
Yeah.
And is Pike just hanging out on the Discovery? You're not on the Enterprise yet, or are you on the Enterprise?
Yeah, he actually, no spoiler, I guess, but he takes over the Discovery. So okay. He's our captain of the season, I guess.
Okay. I'm into that. I like Pike.
Oh, right, yeah, right.
I'm a big Pike guy, so I'm in.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm excited to start it. It's not for any other reason than we just want to have a few episodes that we can binge, because that's one of those shows that I think works better binged. It's great. But it's even better binge.
I agree. I don't want to wait every week. I just want to see it all once.
Yeah.
The first six Discovery Season 2 titles are the following. So if this gives anyone any hints, here they are. Brother, New Eden, Point of Light, and Abdal for Charon.
Obal
for Charon, right?
It's probably Charon.
What did I say? Abdal?
Charon. For Charon.
For Charon? My Sharona? Saints of Imperfection and the Sounds of Thunder. That's cool. Those are all very, they don't give anything away.
No.
Kind of great.
Yeah.
Let's eat Oreos. Do you have those handy, or did those guys behind you eat
them? Hey,
there's
one more thing, though.
Oh, I meant what?
If you want to see Season 2, Episode 1 right now, it's on YouTube for free.
Oh, they put one up for free to get you. Did they? Okay. Hey, effects-wise and like budget-wise, does it look good? Does it look like they're making a show that's good?
Oh, yeah. And they've widened the screen just slightly, so it's even more theatrical.
I'm in, dude. I'm so in. All right. I got to catch up on these episodes. Let's eat some Oreos. We got these from Mary Heidenberg, and they're three amazing flavors. Do you guys have a preference on what we try here?
We're just going to eat one? Come on.
Well, we can eat all three if you want. You want to try all three?
No, we can make these last 3 weeks.
Okay. You'd have to track a lot of points if you eat three of them this morning.
So let's save the Love Oreos for closer to... so if we wait and do either Rocky Road or Carrot Cake today,
mm-hmm.
do the other one on the 4th, then we can do Love the week of Valentine's Day.
All right, well, here's our theme.
Don't crush the food.
All right, don't crush the food.
Unless it's Orange Crush.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. Which of the other two that aren't Valentine's?
So let's do Carrot Cake today, okay. And then we'll do Rocky Road Trip next week and Love the week of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So is that the light one?
Yeah, that's the one that says Carrot Cake on it.
Right, the light one is Carrot Cake, yep.
I just bring three cookies and I leave all the big...
Oh, you don't even bring the package. Okay.
Yeah, because somebody's going to... like. The cleaning people are going to raid the office and eat them all.
Oh my gosh, this smells like... Like that sour smell you get off the frosting off a carrot cake.
Cream cheese frosting.
Yeah, cream cheese. Yeah. Whew, that's overwhelming.
Yeah.
All right.
7 points right there. Right there in my hand. 7 points.
Eat them. Eat all of them.
I'm going to the to shove them all in my mouth at the same time. No, I'm not.
Dude, take them rectally. One. All right.
How many points is it if you take it rectally?
Do it on the air. Okay, here it is. Right. Let's do it. I'm breaking mine open.
No different color inside.
Hmm. Yeah, it tastes like carrot cake.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it tastes like it's supposed
to. The cookie is a harder cookie than a typical Oreo.
Yeah, why is that? It's like a denser much cookie.
Crunchier. Yeah, much crunchier cookie.
Crunchier.
Crunchier. It's got a lot of crunch to it.
Crunchier. I like that okay. It's all right. Now
I like it.
Just so everyone knows, I cheated, and so did Brian. Well, he cheated because I cheated, mm-hmm. and we both ate
a Rocky Road last week.
Rocky Road, and they were fantastic. Yeah. But we'll still save that one for next week when Daryl will eat two kinds and we'll eat one kind. That's how we'll do it.
That's right.
Okay.
But these have been fine. Hey, I really want to know what those guys are doing back there, but we're never going to find out. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on the internet. You can find him on Twitter, at the Trek Nerd. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. Daryl, any final words?
Go.
All right. Boy, those guys were really going to town back there, weren't they? Just talking.
They really were, yeah. It was getting loud and heated.
Yeah, was it heated? I couldn't tell. Like, were they
just loud, I guess. I mean, it didn't seem like they were... It didn't seem like they were fighting.
Yeah.
But it felt like there was some raised voices, some
energy to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially for a Monday morning. Something's going on.
If this was CSI, somebody could isolate that and figure out where the kidnappers were hiding.
Yeah. There you go. Chat room bat. Rainbow Bright says very loud. That's the words we were looking for. They were very
zoom
loud.
In the hounds. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
All right. Here's the deal. This is a mashup. This is from Jamie.
Okay.
He sent this in. As he does on Mondays. And this is for episodes 1636 to 1639. The title is Beefy Beast.
Okay.
A little nervous about that. We'll find out what it is right now.
I tried to fart, but you're too lame. Baby, you give Lucas a bad name.
Oh, no. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger in a fat suit.
Yep.
Get in the box.
All right, Dunaway.
He's going to do some sewing.
Seat belts are for the plebs.
He doesn't know.
Seat belts are for those who don't have royal blood.
I don't know.
I'm driving the Prince-mobile. Meet me quick to the Prince-mobile.
Luigen Van Nout.
Win.
Okay. Yalitza Apricado.
Yeah, that's right.
Apricasio.
Yalitza Aparicio. Aparicio. Look up in the sky. It's
Superman.
The winter signal.
Yeah, how do we know? Because he's blowing on the thing.
Well, there's a thought.
For select a title.
I don't need anybody squirting liquid on my back or on my face.
Jamie, please. Please, Jamie. Please.
Oh, man.
Whoops. Did not mean to go there. Oh, I love nighttime teas.
Puff Daddy. P. Diddy, Diddy Kong. I can't remember
Diddy
all his
Kong.
Names.
Right now he's Diddy Kong Racing. It's fantastic, his name now.
He's waiting for Donkey Kong to come bust him out of the next barrel.
I could sing a Def Leppard cover song for hours.
Wow, but
tastes like beef.
Tastes like beef. Yum, yum, yum.
Tastes like beef.
Charpak Choclo, or whatever his name is, in District 9. They look the same.
Charlito.
Charlito Pocolo. That's his name.
Charlito's Way, yes.
Yeah.
Listen, Pops. You can't come over to the house anymore. Carmella doesn't like it.
I should get a trophy or some prize for uncovering this beefy beast.
I'm the first in Stroud to find one this big.
I'm sad that my Twitter that has gotten the most likes is this picture of a food snack.
Massive ring of beef flavored hulu.
Philip. You get a little Philip in the end. Nice. Well done. Oh my gosh, Jamie.
Excellent.
That was a great one. Well done. All right. Oh, he got me playing Soma, did he? You know what? We have five minutes.
I'm sure he does.
We have 5 minutes. I'll play this. Fine. Whatever.
All right.
This is apparently me playing Soma. I thought that game was going to scare me less. In some ways, it scared me more. And,
really? Okay. It's all underwater, right?
It's all underwater. Well, so far. I don't know if I end up in space eventually, but I'm in a very science fiction-y world, currently underwater, but in a place that's supposed to launch ships into space. And it's all derelict and destroyed and kind of awful. And there's stuff in it that just really got under my skin. So I guess this is me. So let's hear how this goes. All right, it's time. F you. There it is. Gosh dang it! It's the shitter. Why is it doing that? What are they doing? What had happened? Hello, Mr. Moochie? What the frick? Oh, yeah, Scott, it's just like a thriller. It's like playing a space thriller. It's not scary. Bull horse poop. Don't put your finger in some stranger hole. What are you doing?
Go towards the light, Caroline.
Shit balls. Oh, do not like. Shit. Shit. Oh, shit. Poke him in the bum hole. Let's touch the butthole. Oh, my lord. Ah, shit. Carl's dead. Yeah. Ah, a butthole. Oh, boy. Really? I gotta go in there?
The journey.
Through old man's colon. No. No. The H was that. What is that? Fist in the hole. Ugh. Pull it out.
What was that?
Oh, no. No. Found a hole. Oh, shit.
I don't like it.
Don't hurt me! Guys, I'm paralyzed.
Oh, don't look at me!
I don't know what to do. Go, go! Hated everything about that! Is that a butthole? Nope, we're not doing that. Oh, shit. 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 No, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, oh! You're right there. I might hate this game. Oh, hello. Hello. Shit. Shit! Oh! No. Oh, shit! Shit! What the frick was that? Oh.
Is there a butthole to push?
Shit. Shit! It's a shadow of a dude! I wasn't paying attention! Hey, there's a butthole. No. Oh, butthole. Here I come. Get ready. Oh, don't do it. Stop it! Shit! Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I really appreciate it.
All right, so I need to explain. I need to explain all the buttholes, okay?
Yeah.
I kept saying
please
it.
Please explain all the buttholes.
People are going to be like, what is he doing with all the butthole talk? Okay, the game has these, I don't know if they're, they're not really save points. They're like a thing I have to do or collect to become more stable or something in the game. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they look like big alien anuses. And so when you walk up to him, it's like, oh, there's one of those. And you put your freaking fist in it and pull it out. And then you...
It's like a weird barnacle, right? I think I saw a video with like a big squishy barnacle.
Yeah, like a big barnacle-y looking thing that's like kind of made of like robot material mixed with biological material. And they're just like attached to things. And they're all the same shape. And they look like a big bum. And so I just like to walk up and, oh, it heals me, says the chat. I didn't know it was healing me. Mm. They don't tell you. There's no instructions in this game. So there's all these buttholes. There are many of them.
Touch me.
And I like to go touch
them.
Put
your fist in me.
Yeah, exactly. You know the words. You know what's up.
I know the words. Yeah.
Whoops. Why did that play? All right. Sorry.
No.
I moved a key and it did the thing. Anyway, there's that. Okay. We've gotten two out of the way. I feel better now already. I think that's going to do it. What else? That's it. We're done.
That's it. That's sure. It.
That's the end of a Monday show. Tomorrow we got Justin and Bill and all that. So, or Bill will be back and Justin can shut up about his frickin' album. They can just shut up finally.
Exactly. Oh, we got number one album. Well, you know why? I'll give you three reasons why. TMS.
That's right. Count them up, buddy. Three reasons. T for the M to the S. Boom, there's your number one album spot.
Chizzle, mizzle, sizzle is why you got number one on the Amazon iTunes album charts.
That's right. We kid, but we look forward to hearing them tomorrow. That'll be fun to have them here. All right. Before we get out of here, a reminder that you can find all things you need to know about us, ways to contact us, Twitter accounts, blah, 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 blah. Everything across the board at frogpants.com/TMS. And as always, you can support us with your dollars at patreon.com/TMS. All right, Brian, take us out. What do you got?
I'm taking us out with a request. Had some great requests that came in last week, so we are set for we're set for the end of the month and the beginning of next, because I'm probably going to have to borrow some from this month for next month, beginning of next month. I am Sci-Fi. Ian, we love Ian.
calls in all the time from New York, says, "Hey there, Scab and Blister. The Earth has moved all around in its orbit once more, and, as is tradition, I am now another year older. I've also been listening to this darn show long enough to where I remember requesting a show for my 30th birthday. Now it's my 35th birthday. Time is clearly playing games with me, as it does not feel at all like 5 years have passed." Anywho, pretty sure I've written anywho every time I've ever submitted anything for this segment. "To celebrate this Ian milestone, I looked at what was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart the week I was born, all the way back in 1984. In fact, by pure chance, they released a new Billboard list the day of my birth. That number one hit was Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. I leave it to you, Sir Coverville, to find an amazing cover of that song to finish out the show with. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to get a fish sandwich. If it isn't too early, if it is too early, maybe they'll at least let me have a tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch."
Oh my gosh, dude.
Your choice. Dealer's choice.
All right, fine. Here you go.
"It's a tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch."
That's what I choose.
There you go. "Love the heart, though. Ian, I am sci-fi in the Tad's pool." He said basically any cover of Owner of a Lonely Heart. I have any cover. I have a cover by any. No, this is a cover by James Farrelly. Came out on Vintage Chic Part 100, or Vintage Chic 100 Part 2, I should say. It came out in 2015. It's a cover of the song by Yes. Here is James Farrelly and a very cool acoustic version of Owner of a Lonely Heart.
See you tomorrow.
"Move yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of the future. Prove yourself, you are the move you make. Take your chances, win or lose. See yourself, you are the steps you take. You and you, and that's the only way. Shake, shake yourself, your every move you make. So the story goes. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a broken heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Say you don't want a chance it, you've been hurt so before. Watch it now, the eagle in the sky. How he dancing, one and only. You lose yourself, no, not for pity's sake. There's no real reason to be lonely. And be yourself, give your free will a chance. You've got to want to succeed. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a broken heart.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
You looking for a date?